Yeah, it's Emma Benton, and I'm the owner of the Wharf Local Cafe at Cultural Wharf.
Thanks so much, Emma. And you've recently had to close due to COVID staff shortages. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
We've been experiencing staff shortages during the whole of COVID, but particularly in the last 3 months, James. So we've got a bit of an issue on the far south coast, as many people in the hospitality industry have had during COVID, of not being able to get enough staff in the area to cover positions available for summer. And it's just really difficult for us as soon as we have one staff member who needs to isolate or get a COVID test or has childcare issues to actually have enough staff to cover those shifts. So we've just sort of had to move with the times and take it day by day, James. And if we don't have enough staff to cover, we had to close. So yeah, it's a bit disappointing, but it's how we're rolling at the moment.
And can I just ask your recent closure, how long you've been closed for?
Yeah, we had to close for 2 days, James. I just had a couple of staff members off getting COVID tested. Luckily, we've all been lucky to date and none of us have contracted COVID, which is great. But I mean, it is going to be an ongoing problem for us here on the coast because, you know, as we've got no international staff coming in that we normally rely on and lots of people leaving the industry for a more sort of stable industry to work in. I think people have been a bit sick of all the closures. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. And the lack of affordable housing on the coast has also been an issue for us as well, attracting staff.
Just getting back to testing, Emma, can you tell us what was it, PCR or RA test that you did?
No, PCR. And unfortunately, we've had to do quite a few testings with staff at the wharf. And sometimes it takes up to 6 days, James. And there just aren't any rapid antigen tests around, so we can't speed up that process at all at the moment, which is a big problem for operating a business. And for people to put their lives on hold for, you know, 6 days is pretty hard, especially if they're isolating with a house of people, you know, with the rest of the family or whatever.
A lot of businesses like yourself doing it tough on the south coast and obviously being affected by these staff shortages. Fiona Phillips, the member for Gilmore, is saying that the federal government is not doing enough. What would you like to see the state or federal government doing?
I think there are a number of things that need to be done. I think that there needs to be more support for small business during this time because this is actually a lot tougher for us than it was last year. Also, we do need to do something about getting some rapid antigen tests out there so it's available for staff members and businesses because we're not able to operate otherwise. I mean, it's a challenging time for everyone. And also we need to look at affordable housing because the few staff that are out there, I mean, I even tried to rent a house for staff on the coast and it's just it's not possible. I couldn't find anything. So, I mean, a lot of factors. We've had a rough couple of years on the coast here and we were all hoping for an amazing season to sort of recoup some of the lost money over the last 2 years. But it's been a challenging one for all. And I just wanted to also ask if people could consider how difficult it is for all of the staff that are actually operating in these hospitality businesses because everyone's understaffed and they're having to deal with quite a lot. So it'd be really appreciated if everybody could be understanding and kind to the staff that have actually made it to work that day. That'd make their lives a lot better.
Well said, Emma. Is there anything else that you'd like to add on anything that we've touched on?
Yeah, if there's anyone out there that's looking for a job, please jump on the Wharf Local Facebook page or just drop in and say hi. We've got a number of positions and we'd love to see you at the Wharf.
And what are you looking for, just quickly, Emma?
Yeah, we're looking for some front-of-house staff and we're also looking for somebody to work in the kitchen, plus some casual kitchen hands as well.
Well, good luck in your search and I hope things turn around and get better for you guys there and for other local businesses too. Emma, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time, James.